Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on Thanksgiving is multiplication, part 3, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of John chapter 6 verses 9 to 11. Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many? Jesus said, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. The last day, we said how Jesus took the food that was insufficient, gave thanks, and how the food miraculously multiplied. This act of thanksgiving was the only thing that Jesus did before whatever miracle occurred. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19 also supports this assertion that thanksgiving is a mystery that provokes multiplication. Listen to what the Bible says. It says, then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. That scripture says as a result of the joyful singing of thanksgiving, a nation will be multiplied. There is a definite link between thanksgiving and multiplication, and Jesus took his time to demonstrate this to us in our anchor scripture. A few days ago, while I was praying and thanking God, as I recounted the things God had done for me, my mind went to a particular need that I had. Now, I needed some money for certain items, and I didn't have enough at the time. As the thought crossed my mind during prayer, I immediately switched back to thanksgiving. I was deeply grateful that I even had some money at all. I just kept thanking him for what I had genuinely. It was genuine thanksgiving. Multiplication was not my motive. My motive was to give the king heartfelt thanks for all he had given me, whether I thought they were perfect or not, whether I thought they were sufficient or not. When I was done, I continued with my day. That same night, I received a monetary gift unexpectedly. And while I sat to thank God for the money, he immediately drew my mind back to what I did that morning. He said to me, genuine thanksgiving, not thanksgiving staged for multiplication or perfunctory thanksgiving that is not from the heart, but genuine thanksgiving will always cause multiplication. I was so humbled by that encounter. So my dear listeners, if we must experience thanksgiving as a key to multiplication, we must use the key right. Thanksgiving must be genuine. When Jesus lifted the 5 loaves and 2 fish, I can bet you he was genuinely thanking his Father for them. He wasn't lamenting about how they were not enough. He was saying, thank you for even this. It was that heartfelt gratitude for what God had provided, though small, that caused the multiplication. What is that thing that you have been lamenting about? Repent and begin to thank God for it. Forget about multiplication for a second and genuinely thank God that you even have the beat that you have. I can assure you that without even much prayer, you will experience increase as you give thanks. Thanksgiving is a key to multiplication. Genuine, heartfelt thanksgiving for that which you have now. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the mystery of thanksgiving. Thank you for scriptures that show us the possibilities in you. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon if you were blessed. Please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.